We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable. Live and local. It's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. It is a Friday. A weird, wacky Friday. A lot of good people have joined us throughout the day. Fun interviews. Some good buddies. Jem Paschke. I didn't do it. And I don't regret it. If he knows that I do an impression of him, that's fine. I'm not going to do it to him. Jim Paschke. I like a lot of people. It doesn't seem like I do, but I do. I got a lot of respect for Jim Paschke. So when I talk to Jim, I try to go up to his level and not bring him down to mine. So that's what I try to do. How about how much he liked the phrase that I've been saying, bring the unity back in community?
Yeah, you might get famous from that.
I mean, I'm not the first one to say that. Isn't that like in like rap songs or something? Unity back in community. I'm typing it up. Yeah, there's shirts. There's a company called Unity Back in Community.
Yeah, there's a foundation.
Yeah.
Maybe in Illinois.
Donate to them tomorrow. It's Toy Drive Day today. Toy Drive Day. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. The Toy Drive is underway. We're brought to you this hour by Pfizer and BioNTech. Fall football festivals, great time of year to consider getting vaccinated from the COVID-19 thing, from COVID-19 period. Great time to consider getting vaccinated. Message brought to you by Pfizer and BioNTech. I can't do this anymore. I got to turn the TVs off in here. I can't look at Kay Adams. She's too pretty. I know. I can't do it. I can't. The NFL Network's on in here. Kay Adams, I can't do it. Well, I got to stay focused on the task at hand.
And again, it's the dumbest thing I do every morning. I've gotten away from it a little bit. I don't do it every morning. But I watch a talk show with no sound. Might be the dumbest thing I do.
But you're on this show.
Yeah, I listen to a talk show that doesn't match with the show I'm watching.
So while you're doing the show, you're watching a show?
Yeah.
I got to turn the TVs off.
What'd you say?
There's two TVs in here, which is great. You know, when like games are on. But otherwise, I can't be watching about that, because then they start talking about something and all of a sudden I'm like, you know, out of the corner of my eye, I see NFL Network and then I'm like, hey, Jonathan Vilma, what's he up to? It's like, what am I doing? NFL game last night, the Saints lose to the Cowboys. Interesting game in the fact that Taysom Hill, they tried to make him a quarterback in the first half, and in the second half, he scrambled once, and then Sean Payton's like, we're going to run him a million times. He had 100 yards plus and four picks. The first to ever do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you think that Sean Payton realized, you know what, I did pay this guy a lot of money, so me making him pass the ball and look terrible probably isn't good for my future. I'm going to make him run the ball, because then at least he looks like a football player.
I got to think that's the talk in New Orleans today. Like, they just paid him. Was it a four-year, $40 million, $21 million guaranteed, something like that? But they just gave that to him. It wasn't before, during Taysom's sanity. They just gave that to him like 2 weeks ago. But then last week he doesn't play. Like, is he your is he a $10 million gadget guy? Is he your quarterback to replace Drew Brees? What's the long-term answer there? I don't know what the Saints are going to do. They got to draft somebody, right? I don't know.
So you don't think Jameis is the guy?
I don't know. I mean, I know he's hurt, so it's unfair. They've lost 5 in a row without him.
Yeah, they were in the playoffs with him. I know he wasn't, like, incredible, but I think he might have found a happy medium where, you know, he obviously comes off that season in Tampa where he throws 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions, 30-30, something you don't really hear of ever in the NFL. But he goes to New Orleans, he sits under Drew Brees, and then this year you watched him, and it was weird because you're used to Jameis having large passing yardage, a lot of touchdowns, and then a lot of picks. And he kind of limited the picks, but with that had gone the yardage. I mean, he was averaging under, 200 yards a game? I mean, that's not very impressive as a quarterback. And I think maybe they took a little bit too much away from Jameis because he was kind of boring and not really exciting and nothing to write home about, but maybe it has something to do with his targets too. I mean, they expected to have Michael Thomas back, and instead he's throwing to Tre'Quan Smith and not much else.
Yeah, no Michael Thomas. Alvin Kamara's been out. They're 5-7. I was adamant that they were going to lose less than 7.5 games. That was one of the picks that I loved quite a bit, and they were on that track, but now I don't know what the future is for the Saints. They're on the outside looking in, but things are pretty compact there in the NFC South, or at least in that playoff, in the 5-6-7 range. There's a lot of these teams that are 5-6 and 5-7 that still have a shot, including your football team, 5-6. They got the Cowboys now 2 of the next 3 weeks, Toby.
Yeah, it's going to be big. They're going to have to win one of those games. They head to Vegas this week. They're going to have to try and get a win down there. It's odd, though. The schedule is weird, and I've pointed it out before. They play Vegas this week, and then to finish the season, 5 straight divisional games where they play, I believe they've only played the Giants so far this year. So they play the Giants once, they still play the Eagles twice, and the Cowboys twice. So they're going to have to win some games in the division. So it's kind of weird. I know it's kind of wrapped up for the Cowboys, but if Washington wins both games against Dallas, it really isn't. It's really odd how this schedule's been written out for the Washington football team, but who knows? Hopefully they can make it in. I'm kind of hoping they play the Packers so they can get spanked, but I can go watch them at Lambeau.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you can go Lambeau anytime.
I do enjoy going to watch a game at Lambeau.
Oh, God, I got to get back up there. But now there's no more noon games. I like the noon games. I like having a Bloody Mary and a Subway sandwich at 8 in the morning.
Are you off your take that preseason games are the ones to go to?
I think that
maybe it's because
for a family, Toby.
Okay, yeah, yep, that makes sense. I would agree on that. If you're going,
because you can bring your kid to the game. Like the first time I bring my son to a game, assuming he wants to go, I don't want to like ignore him and be like,
yeah,
I'm gonna make the game seem like it matters.
Sure.
You know, that's what I want to do.
I understand that. My first game I ever went to was a preseason game. It was between the Atlanta Falcons and the then Washington Redskins at FedEx Field. Michael Vick was the quarterback for the Falcons. So I remember, and I think that is true. If you're going to go as a family, then it probably does make sense, especially with your son being younger. But I mean, if you're going just, you know, with some buddies or, you know, whatever the case may be, I'd rather go see a meaningful football game. And maybe it just, the case is with Lambeau that everything feels cool because it's at Lambeau. And maybe because Washington Stadium sucks, it's not the case. But I've been to preseason games, and it's just like, all right, I'll take it or leave it. Give me actual football games all day.
It's Toby Altizer. He's been on the air since 3 a.m. as our Toy Drive broadcast. Really, we kicked off the live programming yesterday with our show at 6, went all through our normal shows, did the overnight. Ryan Horvath was on with Plucker from 12 to 3 in the morning, and somehow he's going to join us in like 20 minutes to go over our picks for the week and talk a little Toy Drive as well, which that's why we're doing this today. That's why we're here. And it's also a big day because of Jerseys for Jackson, which everybody is wearing today too. A lot of people are going to see baseball jerseys throughout town and really throughout baseball organizations in the country. People wearing different jerseys. Rocking the Juan Soto over there with Toby.
Trey Turner.
Ah, yeah, that's right. Is it the gold one?
It is, yes. Yeah.
Boy, the Nationals, they win the World Series, and then they just suck. Just like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it the Kansas City Royals, maybe, of teams in the past decade that have won a World Series, and then in a matter of really 2 years for the Nationals, sell off everybody?
I mean, well, the Marlins were good at that, too.
Okay, yeah. Because the Nationals won it 19. Twice. They play whatever you want to count that 60-game season as, and then at the trade deadline, they're like, yeah, by the way, we'll get rid of Max Scherzer and Trey Turner.
Yeah, oops. I got my Prince Fielder on. Brewers gave him a fake offer. His contract was up, so they're like, we can't afford him. He's going to make $30 million somewhere, but we got to offer him something. Hey, Prince, want to play 4 years for 85? No? Oh, darn. And then he went on to Texas. He went on to Detroit. Prince Fielder had to retire. He retired. His back was acting up. But I got his jersey on today. The throwback one. They used to have those Flashback Fridays. Now they just have the jerseys basically full time. But it's jerseys for Jackson. A lot of people are wearing those. And, you know, there was the ceremony for him or the memorial for him last night. And I saw some pictures of just like the program. Jackson Sparks, 8 years old, passed away after the parade tragedy. And, you know, his final days are at Children. I just can't even believe I say those words. I don't even know what to say. I can't even imagine being the, he's got brother, his parents. You know, when I first saw this trend or this idea, I thought that's a good idea. You know, that's a good idea. And, you know, a lot of people were advertising it. I didn't know what I wanted to say about it because I didn't want to just like, I felt like I was jumping on somebody else's grief. You know, like, I felt like I was jumping on, like these parents. What they want is Jackson. I don't want to get too grim here, but what they want is Jackson back. But what they're going to get today is still, they're going to see a lot of people remembering their son. And you're going to remember him for a long time, and that's going to bring them some joy, I would assume. I look at a lot of things differently now that I am a father. You like almost walk through a portal of how you see the world. Not that it's any better, it's just different. And this toy drive is one of these things. Yeah, I love the toy drive. I've always loved the toy drive. I'm like, wow, you guys, when I jumped on board in 14, wow, you guys do a toy drive and it's massive. All these people come out. This is crazy. This is great. And I'm like, oh, I get to see these kids and they get gifts and everyone's so great. But I didn't have a kid of my own. Now I see it through a parent's eyes. And I see kids at Children's through a parent's eyes. And I see, why can't that be my, why isn't that my kid? Why do they have to go through this? How do we get lucky up to this point? Why, I'm not the one that has to go there after work every day, you know, and sit there. And a lot of these people, they have to put their lives on hold as they try to make sure that their kids get through what they're going through. And sometimes you're staying there for a couple days. Sometimes it's an inpatient, outpatient surgery, but sometimes they're there for a while. Some of these kids have been there longer than they've been at their own home. And it really, you just, so what I've realized with this jersey thing is you look for anything you can do to provide a moment of joy, you know, to use his last name Sparks to provide a spark, to provide something that can bring a smile to somebody's face when it otherwise wouldn't be there. And I think, you know, all these jerseys, what a tremendous honor for this young man that a lot of people are doing, thinking about him, talking about him, you know, even though, you know, 8 years old, that's still a life that he lived, you know. And celebrating that life. And he was a baseball fan, so it's a baseball thing. And people are remembering that baseball's a game, despite what you're seeing at the business end. The league is on lockout as we're celebrating baseball, a children's game. Very unfortunate timing for MLB. I hope that this at least gets their attention. I know a lot of baseball players have been, you know, Yelich getting on board and all that stuff. And you're going to see a lot of people wearing jerseys. They want to help remember this kid. So that's what I think about. I think about, well, what if that was my kid? What if I was these parents? What if I, you know, had this monotonous life where I worked and then, you know, Children's and is he better? And what? And that's why we're doing this, is to bring just a little bit of joy when you can. Just a little bit of joy when you can. And I think that what we've heard from these stories, we talked to in the 6 o'clock hour, a guy named Andy, who was there as a kid, had a surgery done on him that was done for the first time ever. because he had some buildup on like his spine connected to the brain. And so his surgery then paved the way for other people to get that same surgery. And he lived. And he remembers that at 6 years old. We talked to dads who continue to take their kid. Who is it? Rob from Cleveland called in. His son, every 3 months, has to go get 18 shots.
I think that was it Mark from Grafton? I don't remember.
Mike from Grafton.
But that was
Rob from Cleveland was the guy who likes the show because I did the blame game.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike. Sorry, Mike.
But that was really cool to hear what Mike had to say and bringing up. I mean, it's unfortunate that his son has to go get those shots, but just the fact that we're able to get these toys and give them, he's able to get a toy each time, and hopefully that puts a smile on his face to go through all that he's going through and yet be able to go through it and live his life. And he's incredibly strong for an 8-year-old, I think he said, is how old he was. And hopefully these toys that we're able to give them just puts a smile on his face, and it makes it seem like what we're doing here is worth it. Just for that one smile for that kid after all that he's going through, just to give him a little bit of joy in his day, it makes you feel worth everything that you do and everything that we're doing here with this toy drive.
What I just want people to know and to reiterate, because I've seen it firsthand, I've been lucky to do that, is when you go to the website, let's say you go to 1250amthefan.com and you donate to the toy drive and you give whatever you can give, $10, let's say. You give $10, you get the receipt. That makes you feel good because you know you did something good. But as good as you think you are doing, you're like, I gave 10 bucks. Okay, I feel good. The impact that has is magnified more than you could even imagine. Because to give these kids a toy, to give them that cheer at Christmas, for them to even know that they're being thought about, you know, that's a big thing too, especially kids that go in there. They know their friends are celebrating. You know, they know that Santa's coming to their house. They might not be able to get the presents under the tree. And for the parents, too, now I think about it as that eyes. How do you give your kid Christmas if he's in the hospital? How do you give him that? How do you give that to her? Well, to have the generosity of people in the community provide these toys, that's a pretty good start. So that's, you know, that's why we're here. That's why it's been going on 15 years. If this wasn't a cause that you guys didn't rally around, we wouldn't keep doing it. But you guys keep this going because you keep donating. You could do that, 1250amthefan.com. And again, there's drop-off locations if you actually have toys. That's another part of this. If you have toys, you can drop them off. People like to shop with their kids and teach them the value of giving. You can do that. There's 15 different fire station locations, all listed, 1250amthefan.com. And again, we are taking donations on the website as well. Click on the Toy Drive page and on the donate button. This hour brought to you by J&J Contractors. Also want to thank our friends at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Want to thank Annex Wealth Management, as well as everybody else that's gotten aboard, from Great Midwest Bank to the Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center, Lincoln Contractors, Red Leaf Homes, Wendy's dropped off some food, Rawhide, Lakeland, Donovan and Jorgensen, Adam Deputy, everybody that's been a part of this, Tally's Tap and Eatery, all you guys, and all you guys, just a tremendous show of support as we, what did Jim Pesci think of that? I said I invented putting the unity back in community. More coming up. We'll have our Week 13 picks around the corner. I'm Bart, that's Toby here on The Fan.
Steve Sparky Fiverr sitting down with another fine sponsor of the 15th annual Fan Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest here on 1250 AM The Fan, being joined now by Jason Sabrowski of J&J Contractors. Jason, how are we doing?
We're doing great today. How are you?
Doing really good. Thanks for coming on and being a part of it. And you guys have been a part of the radio station for a number of years, having done a lot of work with Gary Ellerson. You helped do my finished basement, helped do my deck in my house as well. Tell everybody all about J&J Contractors.
J&J Contractors is a interior and exterior home improvement company, and pretty much doing everything exterior and interior. Pretty much anything you want, we do, except for foundations and landscaping.
That's amazing stuff. And you guys do high quality, too. My basement, my deck, all top-notch stuff. People always ask who did it for me. Tell everybody why this toy drive for children to Wisconsin is so special to you, Jason, and the fine folks over at J&J Contractors.
We've been involved with this in the for the last couple of years now, and it's just something dear to my heart, having four young daughters myself and having to go to Children's Hospital in the past for different things, nothing serious, thank God. But it's when you have kids, it's just something that's really special and you care about.
And again, you know, anytime a kid gets a toy, regardless of where they are, it gets a smile on their face. Now, take that and multiply it probably by like 100 when you have somebody that doesn't feel well and is in the hospital over the holidays or over the course of a year having a bad day or whatever the case may be. When they get that toy, just for that brief moment in time, they're happy and they kind of forget about everything else.
Correct. And there's, you know what, there's no money that you can even put on bringing happiness to a kid. Especially if they're going through tough times.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better. Jason Sabrowski, J&J Contractors. Check him out. Gary and I have used them multiple times. You should as well. Jason, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having us, and just so glad to be a part of this again this year.
There he is, J&J Contractors. You're listening to the 15th Annual Fan Toy Drive for Children's of Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, courtesy of Blaine's Farm and Fleet, and presented by Annex Wealth Management here on 1250 AM, The Fan.
I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. We'll have picks with Ryan Horvath coming up. This hour brought to you by J&J Contractors. I've got an update for you on how we're doing. We are behind. We are behind last year. I would not say that. I'm not saying that as a ploy either. I'm not. You know, you always say you're behind. We're behind. We are behind. Which just means you all must be on the donate page right now. If you'd all click donate right now, that would be good. Again, we're doing this for the kids. And I guess we're kind of doing it for the parents. That's a different way I'm thinking of this too. We're doing it for the families that, you know, sometimes, like, for a lot of people, Christmas is the top thing of your month, this month. Some people, it's so far down on the back burner because it has to be. It has to be when you have a kid at Children's. So, again, we're just asking whatever the donation can be, please, whatever you can donate. I'm not going to go all Sarah McLachlan on you and say for the price of a cup of coffee. But I will tell you, there's a lot of things I waste money on. My disposable income is not, like, large. I don't think a lot of ours are. So that's why, you know, if you're going to spend your money on something, it's got to be a good cause. That's why I have no problem spending, you know, money on this, donating a little bit. How about Evan? He said he's going to donate a dollar for every like. Evan got 150 likes last night on a post. Evan Heffelfinger, he's going to have to work all winter to get that money. So good. See what he's doing? Evan Heffelfinger is going to go hungry for the kids.
He's going to need that Fantasy Football Weekly show to go through, you know, all of next year and, like, just continue to go throughout the offseason, too.
Yeah. And they're like, please don't go on strike, baseball. I definitely need you.
I need those post-game shows, baby.
We are a little behind, and when I say little, I'm being nice. We need to catch up. We need to catch up to what we have, what they've come to expect at Children's from us is they know the fan, their listeners rally. So let's not let them down. You can donate again, 1250amthefan.com, and there are toy drive donation boxes, drop-offs at 15 different fire stations throughout the area. That list at 1250amthefan.com. So Brian Kelly last night, I got to talk about this. I mean, I got to. Because I've been obsessed with all things Brian Kelly. Bolts Notre Dame, when they can still make the playoff, making a ton of money. Okay, we would all do the same thing, sure. Brian Kelly spoke in front of an LSU crowd last night. I believe he was at a basketball game. Brian Kelly last night.
Thank you. Well, this is a great way to get started, and I haven't even won all my games yet. It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans, and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
All right, so I just played you 40 seconds of Brian Kelly, and you're like, okay, well, that was cool. It's Brian Kelly, and he's talking in front of the fans. What's the big deal? He faked a Southern accent in front of the Southern fans. He faked a Southern accent. He said Tigers, and he said family, like when I do it. He was doing that. So Jeff Darlington put this together. He covers college football. A friend of show, I believe. Here's Brian Kelly on a podcast saying family. And then here's Brian Kelly saying family at LSU. So you got Notre Dame family and LSU family.
Those incredible 12 years of my life, for me and my family, being here at Notre Dame.
It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family.
I mean, what are you doing? family.
Me and my family.
Okay, me and my family. And then...
I'm here with my family.
Come on.
That does sound like your impression.
I know. It's too good. A real guy is doing this. They're paying him $10 million plus a year to go fake an expression and fake an accent. I mean, for $10 million a year, yeah, well, I'll do anything. Me and my family. But are they, so either you're in the crowd and you're like, oh, come on, you're pandering. Or you're like, too dumb to know. Or you're one of those people that, hey, we don't have, hey, what are you, people always come down here and they say, we have an accent. I reckon I don't see it. No, dude, you do. We do. We all do. Everyone's got a different dialect, but nobody can hear their accent because everybody sounds like them and you talk how you talk. But Brian Kelly, what are you doing? Me and my family. That is just some great stuff. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Much more before we leave. And again, the donations were behind. We're behind what we normally do with it being the circumstances that it's in. But we got to be last year. We got to be last year. You know, we got locations now. We had Toby Altizer do a show at 3 in the morning. And you can't donate $2? That's inner Bart speaking. Radio Bart's like, please,
support
everyone.
Your family.
Yeah. Radio Bar's like, please, everyone, find it in your heart to donate. I see a new world as a dad. Donate. Inner Bart's like, Toby got up at 3 in the morning. Get to your computer. Give us $5. Get on with your day. Any little bit that you can do. Any little bit. We're trying to help the kids. Can't you think of it? Just give us $5. How hard could it be? Think of all the crap you waste money on. Any disposable income that you can think of, please help us out. Ryan Horvath coming up next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Bart Winkler, that's Toby Altizer. This hour brought to you by J&J Contractors. Ryan Horvath joining us to do our Week 13 picks. Ryan Horvath is the Nate Burleson of the Fan. Because Burleson left Good Morning Football to go to CBS Mornings, yet he's always on Good Morning Football. Horvath's on right now. I think you're on with Rami later. You did a show from 12 to 3 this morning, and somehow you're on the phone with us. Hi.
Well, actually, I did a show from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m., my friend.
Mm.
Because you have to factor in that I'm on the, excuse me?
After you did your real job.
Oh, yeah, actually, I did that. And I had a bunch of radio hits all across the country. Yesterday, I was in Baltimore with Jason Locke and Fora.
Oh, I don't like him.
I was in Chicago. Do you really like JLC?
No, I don't because of how he tweets about U.S. soccer. I'm in a fight with him, but it's one-sided.
Yeah, yeah. He also was retweeting Oberman, like Oberman's meltdown the other day about Barstool. I mean, I was like, okay, whatever, man. But anyway, all that being said, I mean, yeah, it was a busy day, but it was fun, man. I had a lot of fun actually doing it.
Well, I have some bad news. We are behind our pace from last year right now.
What do you mean? Oh, the toy drive?
Well, we don't have as much money coming in.
Well, people got to get to it, man. We need more donations. I guess I could donate some more, and you know, we got to get going, right?
Evan Heffelfinger's donating like $150.
That's like an entire month's salary right there.
Yeah. That guy still picks up, like, you know that game that you played in college where you'd put something on a dollar and see who you would pick it up?
Yeah, poo dollar.
Yeah, Evan needs money. So he's donating.
We used to do that in college all the time in the quad. Well, tell the people the information.
1250amthefan.com. It's where you go to donate. There are 15 different toy drive drop-off locations at 15 different fire stations conveniently located throughout Milwaukee, so you can and the surrounding areas, so you can donate toys that way. You can donate money if you're able to, 1250amthefan.com, and any amount will do. As long as you get there and donate a buck, that's fine. Just help us be a part of this. These kids get these toys, it means way more to them than you could ever imagine. I'm telling you that right now. I mean, you know how good Children's is. You're flying back just to come here.
Exactly. Exactly. Because I want the same surgeon that did the surgery on my son to do this one as well. And, yeah, man, best service. I love the people there. Nathan was just eating nonstop macaroni and cheese there. They like, you know, it's if you're a kid and, you know, like I said last night, like the other thing is, man, is it was a rough week being there. But like my son was there for a broken femur, which is a very serious injury. But at the same time, like the worst part about it was just like when we left after that week is just like you realize there's a lot of kids, obviously, that don't get to leave and a lot of parents that are there with their children. And that's tough. Like, so especially during Christmas time, I think everybody deserves to enjoy the Christmas season. And you got to remember these are kids. So like if you could put a smile on their face, it's just opening up a toy, just like something that small, you know, and it could literally change their entire day, their entire year, their entire month, the Christmas season. So, I think it's really important, but love Children's. And again, like I said, man, it's tough. Like we're there because Nathan broke his femur, but there's a lot of kids that don't get to go home and they're spending their holidays there, their Christmas there. So you just got to remember that.
I've been like being very like, hey, if you can donate. And then last segment, I started to see if bullying would work, where I was just screaming at people to donate. And
yeah, I think you did this last year too.
Oh, did I? Is this a bit? Darn.
Bullying, man.
Big Me Matt said just donated because Winx thinks was bullying me through the radio. Hashtag whatever works.
There you go. Hey, whatever you got to do, man. Whatever you got to do.
All right, we need to do our week 13 picks. And
yeah, here I'm 90-70 on the season. Is that correct?
I don't know. Toby does the work.
He said it was something ridiculous.
It's something good. Let me get pull it up real quick. All
what
right.
about Uncle Bart? I've been doing good.
Yeah. So obviously pulling up the rear, me 84-95, 11 games under 500. I feel like that's not terrible, especially against the spread. Bart,
no.
You are 1 under at 89-90. Mm. Horvat. And the reason that he has a national show and we are in Milwaukee, Bart, he is 90-74.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. If there's any over-unders that you have or any player props you like, please let us know because this is also going to coincide with our six-pack of picks, which we have not got to yet today. Otto's
yes.
Wine and Spirits with 7 Milwaukee employee-owned locations, bringing you the largest selection of wines, beer, and liquors at everyday low prices. Otto's Wine and Spirits. So we've got about 15, I'll make it 20 minutes. Let's go through the picks. Toby, give us the games. On with the chloroform.
Well, first of all, Horvat, who did you have in the game last night? Did you have the Cowboys at -5.5, or did you have New Orleans?
No, I'll be honest. I had the Saints. It was a terrible experience.
All right, so Bart and I both had the Cowboys last night, so we can chalk that one up as a win. First game we'll go with here. no marquee matchups, it seems like, this week. Now, there's like a couple of good games, but for the most part, it's like, eh. We'll start with the first one here. Arizona versus Chicago in Chicago at Soldier Field. The Cardinals favored by 7.5 points in this matchup. I'm going to have to take the Cardinals here. I think Kyler and DeAndre Hopkins are supposed to be back, and if that's the case, Arizona should be able to roll. I'm thinking Justin Fields will be back too, right? So I'm not big on Justin Fields right now as a quarterback. I think he'll get there, but right now I'm not sold on him. So give me the Cardinals.
Yeah, I'm also going to take the Cardinals. Man, I'm not a big fan of laying more than 7 points. So if you could get the 7, even if you have to buy it, I would do so. But I just think that this is a terrible spot for the Bears. Cardinals are starting to get healthier. You're going to get Kyler back in this spot. And Chicago is an absolute disaster. And I feel like they're pretty much giving up on the season because they don't want Matt Nagy back there. Like, you don't want to win out and then all of a sudden you're, what, 10-7 on the season? Or even if you go 9 wins might even save his job. Probably not. But I think the season's over for the Bears. And I think the Cardinals are going to win by 2 scores on Sunday on the road.
It seems like a game. Cardinals in a cold atmosphere with those white jerseys putting up 35 points. Give me the Cardinals. We agree across the board.
All right, next game. Horvath, I think I heard you mention this game this morning. You were looking forward to it. That's the Chargers and the Bengals. Bengals at home favored by 3 points in this matchup. This one should be a fun one to watch. I'm going to go with the Chargers in this matchup. I feel like they're a good football team, but they don't always play like it. You don't know what to expect out of them week to week, but something I just have a feeling the Chargers get it done this week. Give me the Chargers.
Yeah. Oh, really? Man, I am actually going to go with the Bengals. I think the Bengals are a really good football team. And Bart, I'm out on the Browns, by the way, man. Like, they're no longer my AFC team. I think they stink. The Bengals are now my AFC team. I absolutely love Joe Burrow, but I like the defensive side of the ball. You know, they have the most expensive defensive line in the NFL, and I think it's finally starting to show. They improved the secondary. And as much as I love Justin Herbert, I absolutely can't stand Joe Lombardi's play calling. He won't unleash him. The play calling on early down stinks. Way too many third and longs for Justin Herbert still. I think the Bengals are the better team. They'll get after him in this game. And I really like Joe Mixon props, yardage, attempts, and an anytime touchdown. I don't have it in front of me. I believe he scored in 9 straight games, the longest streak for the Bengals since A.J. Green years ago. So I think he's going to continue. Joe Mixon is on fire right now. So give me a Joe Mixon anytime touchdown and over on the yardage once that prop's released.
All right, so that'll be one of our 6-pack of picks. Okay. Maybe we'll throw some college in there at the end since I'll join you with Cincy because I'm all Cincy these days with my Bearcats. I'm going to take Cincy to win this game and cover as well. I like them against the spread, and I'm saying these words because when Toby was saying the number, I didn't listen.
It was 3.
Oh, I like Cincy.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, next matchup, we got Bart's Minnesota Vikings versus the Detroit Lions at Ford Field.
What you talking about, Toby?
Vikings favored by 7.5 points. I can't go against the horn, so give me the Vikings covering in this game. I know some people are looking at the Lions maybe getting a win, but I feel like we do this every week with the Lions, and yet they disappoint every week, so give me the Vikings.
I'm going to also go with the Vikings in this spot. And again, I really don't want to lay that number, but Jared Goff, the Lions are averaging 5.3 yards per attempt on passing attempts this season. Obviously the lowest in the NFL, and I don't think that's going to improve with Jared Goff. We do this every week. Oh man, Dan Campbell, they're going to buy into what he's doing there. Yeah, the Vikings had a bad loss last week, so you know what happens this week. They bounce back. Kirk Cousins looks great. Justin Jefferson, 2 touchdowns. I'll also take the Vikings in this spot.
Yeah, give me the Vikings because I'd rather lose taking the Vikings than lose taking the Lions, if that makes sense. It's less embarrassing. So yeah. I'd rather be surprised and say, oh, no one saw it coming, than be the guy that's like, I told you, the Lions. I don't know. I'll take the Vikings.
All right, big line here. Tampa versus Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. The Buccaneers favored by 11 points in this matchup. I'm going to take the Buccaneers to cover this large margin on the road. They're the way better football team. Atlanta stinks. I like Matt Ryan as a quarterback, but I think he's done. Give me the Bucs.
Yeah, you want to hear something crazy? This is the 16th consecutive regular season game Tampa Bay's been favored, which is obviously the longest streak in their franchise history. Atlanta is absolutely terrible. I'm going to take another favorite, and here's why. Tampa Bay has run the league's highest, 76 plays inside the opponent's 10-yard line. Atlanta has run 32 plays. They've scored 2 offensive touchdowns from outside of the red zone this season, fewest in the NFL. So when they get in the red zone, they can't score, and they don't have chunk plays. I love Patterson. Like, him in the offense is a big difference, obviously. It's not just Kyle Pitts. All that being said, I think it's going to be a rough day for Matt Ryan. And Tom Brady, dude, Tom Brady the first 5 weeks of the season, 2 picks. Tom Brady the last 6 games, 7 picks, and he's only throwing for 7 yards per pass attempt. So he's dinking and dunking. Still, he's got 30 touchdown passes this year. Tampa Bay's going to roll in this spot. I'm done with Atlanta forever. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. Give me the Buccaneers.
Give me the Buccaneers, too. Why don't you throw Leonard Fournette minus 200 anytime touchdown scorer on the list?
You're going to have to remind me of these.
Oh, well, then just don't tweet it out today.
Toby, what if I remind you?
We read the read. We're fine.
All right.
Okay.
Well, if you need to, if you need your auto six-pack of picks, listen in to the 9 o'clock hour again later on.
Yeah.
All right, next game we got the New York Giants versus the Miami Dolphins in Miami. The Dolphins favored by 5 points.
Oh, I took Tampa also.
Yeah, I knew that.
Oh.
Yeah, you said that.
Oh.
I'm going to take Bart's boy, Daniel Jones, and the Giants.
My ex-boy.
yeah, his ex-boy. I'm going to take Daniel Jones and the Giants to cover the 5 points against the Dolphins. I'd give you analysis why, but I really don't have any.
Good. That's
the yeah, I mean, so I'm just waking up for the morning. Have they announced that Daniel Jones is going to play, or is it going to be Mike Glennon?
It
don't matter, because I don't think it's that much of a downgrade. I'm with you, Toby. This is my favorite bet of the week, so put a star next to it. Give me the Giants to cover the 5. Buy points if you need to. I think the Giants might even win this damn thing outright. That's how crazy this season's been. Give me the fighting Daniel Jones or Mike Glennon.
I like that you've taken that and run with it.
Thank you. Thank you. That's one that I have to steal from you. Mike Glennon. I like that one.
Yeah, I like it too. You know what? My favorite moment of the show today was when I told Jim Paschke it's time to put the unity back in community. And he had acted like I just showed him the wheel. Like I just, he was like, he loved it. Oh, what a career highlight that was for me.
Oh, he liked that one, huh?
Yeah. He made it up.
Nice. That's huge. That's huge for you. You're going to go home and pat yourself on the back today.
Yeah. I can't take this.
Hey, really quick, because I know that there's no game this week. Did you guys see, because I was on the air last night at 3M, Zadarius Smith most likely coming back?
Yeah, I know he's Instagramming some stuff.
He, like I said last night, though, he always does that. And then LaFleur's like, I don't know that he's coming back. But I think this time he really is. So super excited. I think Jair is going to be back. They're going to win the Super Bowl. All right, now with the picks.
Regrettably, I'll take the Giants, Toby.
All right, next we got the other New York team playing at home against the Philadelphia Eagles. Jets are not favored in this game. Eagles are favored by 7 points. I will stand pat that I do not think the Eagles are a good football team. Give me the Jets.
They may not be a good football team, but the Jets are an awful football team, and I'm embarrassed that I played Zach Wilson to win Rookie of the Year. He may be a bust. I think that this is going to be an easy Eagles dub. A lot of favorites for me this week, unfortunately, but I'm taking the Eagles in this spot to cover the touchdown. Give me Philly.
I invented this phrase, and Philadelphia loves it. Fly, Eagles, fly. So I'm going to go ahead and say the Eagles.
You're full of originality today.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty clever.
All right, next.
Well, I know how bad the Jets are. 23rd straight week, they've been underdogs. That's the longest streak in the league since the 2013 to 2015 Raiders, who were underdogs for 27 consecutive weeks. That's when you know you're bad, guys.
Want to know how bad the Jets are? Mike Greenberg hasn't talked about him in 5 hours.
And you know what's crazy about that is he's had every opportunity, because that guy is literally on every show now. Why is he the NBA guy? Why is Greeny doing NBA now?
They have him and Stephen A. You have to stick around and do that show.
Yeah, do those guys get to leave? Like,
no.
Do they get to see their families? My lord.
No, it's stupid.
It's like, who do they think they are, Ryan Horvath?
All right, next matchup, we have the Colts headed to Houston. The Colts are favored by 10 points in this matchup. It is a big number, and I kind of want to take the Texans, but I'm going to stick with the Colts here. I think they're going to just run it all day over the Texans with Jonathan Taylor. And Carson Wentz actually played pretty well against the Buccaneers. So give me the Colts on this.
Yeah, I like Carson Wentz this season, you know, minus the two picks against Tampa. But I just think that I will be playing. So you want to talk about consecutive touchdown streaks. Add a Jonathan Taylor anytime touchdown for me. Give me Jonathan Taylor over rushing attempts. And then I'm going to continue to play it every single week. I mean, people were like, oh, Jonathan Taylor's not going to be able to do anything against Tampa's front four. Oh, he could. And if they don't take the ball out of his hands, they probably win that game last week, man. Like, what was Frank Reich thinking? I know that it's teams always, like, go away from the run. Dallas did this on Thursday Night Football. Even if Green Bay did it twice against Tampa, even if you're only getting 2-3 yards on some of these carries, you have to stick with the run. Like, you can't drop back 35 times against Tampa Bay or they're going to tee off on you, like they did against Rodgers last year. All that being said, what game are we even talking about again, Toby?
Houston and Indy.
Oh, yeah. Give me the Colts, dude. Texans are terrible.
I'm going to take the fighting Tyrods to cover. They'll lose by 9.
All right, next matchup, we got another big number. We got the Jaguars taking on the Rams in L.A. The Rams have not been super impressive to me the last couple times they've taken the field, obviously losing to Green Bay last week coming off the bye, and then two losses ahead of that. Give me the Jaguars to cover the large number here.
Yeah, same here, man. And I've heard we've talked with a couple people on our show this week that have liked the Rams. And you saw it. I mean, OBJ dealing with an injury is probably not going to be out there. What looked like a luxury with him, Robert Woods, and Cooper Kupp, like now they need Odell Beckham Jr. out there. Like, I like Van Jefferson and those guys, but they're not OBJ. I think the Jags are going to cover the number here. I think that they're going to be able to move the ball a little bit because we keep hyping up this Rams defense that was number one in the league last year. They were number one in the league last year, but they faced a lot of backup quarterbacks and had a lot of luck. I think they're the most overhyped team. Give me the Jags to cover the number here. Rams will win, but not by 14.
No, I'll take the Rams. I will.
All right, next we have what some are calling the game of the week in Washington.
I'm speeding up a little bit.
So. I got it.
Yeah.
We got the game of the week, which some are saying. Washington headed to Vegas to take on the Raiders. Raiders favored by 1.5. So, you already know. Give me the Washington football team.
The Fighting Tobies!
Toby, good news for you, man. My favorite bet of the week. I hate hearing that this is 1.5 because, well, I knew that this was heading that direction. By kickoff, you guys, if you do like the football team as underdogs, if anybody out there is listening, take them right now. And if you want to buy the 3, you could still do that. If you want to take them as field goal underdogs, because when this game closes at kickoff, I think that the football team is actually going to be favored in this game by 1 point. So right now you're getting them as 1.5 point dogs. I think they're going to be the sharp side, and I think they're going to be the right play. I like what I'm seeing from Heinicke. You're getting healthy now with Logan Thomas coming back a couple weeks ago. And now, even without Chase Young, the defense has been playing much better, man. So give me the football team. I think they're going to win this game outright. Raiders, I know that they beat Dallas, but they're a disaster right now with everything going down, other than Derek Carr.
WFT, Washington football team. I will take them, not to be confused with WTF, the name of my parents' book, which is available in a great stocking stuffer at Amazon.com. Welcome to Florida, written by Greg and Vicky Winkler. Next.
Nice. Next, we have a fun AFC North matchup between the Ravens and the Steelers in Pittsburgh at Heinz Field. Ravens favored by 4.5 points in this matchup. I really like the Ravens. They're the top seed in the AFC for a reason. I think they get it done against Pittsburgh on Sunday. Give me the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, man. I mean, the Steelers, the spread, though. Like, I look at this number, and I'm like, this makes me think that the Steelers are just going to end up winning this game outright on the upset. Lamar Jackson's coming off his worst performance, 4 interceptions. He's been struggling after averaging 9 yards per pass attempt the first 5 games of the season. Now he's only at 6.3, so he's dinking and dunking, not pushing the ball down the field. They need another receiver. All that being said, give me them to win by a touchdown because Lamar took to social media, and he was like, going back to the lab, I played like crap. And also, I'm going to monitor this TJ Watt situation, obviously. He's all they have on the defensive side of the ball. Every game they win, strip sack, interception, pick six. I like the Ravens here to bounce back.
I'll take the Ravens.
Even though they won.
I'm going to say, quote them nevermore. Has anyone ever said that?
The wrestler Raven, and I believe it was Edgar Allan Poe. Am I right on that, Toby? You're probably smarter than me.
I think that's right.
Cool.
A couple more games to get to here. San Francisco and Seattle on Sunday. In Seattle, the Niners favored by 3 points. Seattle's just terrible. Russell Wilson doesn't look right. that offense is terrible. The defense isn't that great. Give me the
Niners. I'm gonna call timeout, and then a real quick replay. We have 3 minutes. I bought us.
Let's do it.
So just give these last couple picks, because I gotta talk college with Horvy.
Got it.
Let's do it.
All right, Niners, Seahawks. Niners favored by 3. I got the Niners.
I got the Seahawks to cover the number here. Russ is going to look better this week.
Niners.
All right, next matchup, we have the Kansas City Chiefs at home taking on the Broncos. Kansas City's favored by 9.5. Big numbers, Chiefs never cover them. Give me the Broncos.
Same here. Give me the Broncos. Love the Broncos.
Yeah, I'll take the Fighting Teddies.
All right, Monday Night Football matchup between the Patriots and the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. Bills favored by 2.5. Give me the Patriots.
Give me the Bills. They're going to get up for this one finally, just like they did for the Chiefs early on in the season. They don't get up for teams like the Jags when they lose 9-6. I'll go Buffalo.
Bills will win by at least a snowman. Give me the Bills. All right. Good job, Toby. Figure out the six-pack of picks in there and get that up by 10:05, please.
Sure thing.
College football, what do we like this weekend? Cincinnati better not still get screwed somehow. I like that a lot. I like that the games, even if like the Pac-12 and ACC, you know, at least they might not have an impact in the college football playoff, but at least they're not going to be like 30-point blowouts. You're going to have good games this weekend.
Yeah, I think so, man. So I'm taking a lot of underdogs. Let's start with tonight really quickly. Oregon, my favorite spot was a couple weeks back when I said hammer Utah. They're going to destroy Oregon. Now on a neutral field, though, Anthony Brown, who's a piss-poor quarterback, doesn't like getting himself in 3rd-and-7 situations. Now he doesn't have to go into Utah, which is a really tough place to play, especially taking on that defense and that offense, who, since they've turned to Cam Rising, they've been much better. I think Oregon's going to maybe win outright tonight. I'm going to take the points, though. Oregon plus 3. In the game before that, I won't break down this one. Just take Western Kentucky. They're 3.5-point favorites. There's been crazy line movement. Take them on the money line, -167. They're nicknamed the Hilltoppers. Also nicknamed the Hilltoppers, Joliet Catholic Academy, who just won their 15th state championship. Shout out to them. Also, really quickly, I like Baylor to cover the number against Oklahoma State, but yeah, wait and see what's up with the quarterback situation.
70 seconds.
What's that? Okay, and then I got to do it, man. Alabama to cover the number against Georgia. We never get Nick Saban as a touchdown underdog. Take the points with Bama. And then I'm with you on Cincinnati. We need to see them win. I'm not going to take the 10. I think Houston's going to cover the number, but I really like the under in that game. My favorite bet in college football this weekend is the team total under on the Houston Cougars, under 20.5 points. Nobody in that conference can throw the football on Cincinnati's defense. Is Cincinnati for real? We're about to find out. I know their defense is. So take the under in the game, 53. Houston under 20.5 team total points. Take the points with Bama. Everybody's going to be on Georgia, probably rightfully so. They're a great team, but they're not as great as LSU a couple years back with Joe Burrow and those guys. Great defense. Is Stetson Bennett Joe Burrow? No.
So, 20 seconds. I got to let you
there
go.
You go. There it is.
Thanks so much for being here this morning.
All right. Enjoy the weekend, guys. Enjoy the games. Peace. Donate. Donate.
Yeah,
it's for the kids.
If you need to be bullied, one last time, donate right now.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.